by living in this central foundational experience of I am his, he is mine. Like it says in Song of Solomon, God loves me, I love him. That's authentic for all of us. It's just our emotions can get very loud, right? The noise of life can get very loud. Pressures, traumas, challenges, difficulties, all of it can get very loud, our reaction to it, and drown out the ability to just sit in stillness and tune back in. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I want to share with you an encounter that I had a while back, but Jesus keeps bringing it really strongly back to me. And you know how revelation that he gives us will expand and unfold over time. So he's taking me into a particular aspect of what he wanted to communicate to my heart and through me to all of us to help us shift in our perspective so that we really understand something more of his heart. And actually, it's an invitation, right? Every revelation that he gives us is an invitation to understand him that way and go deeper into the experience of who he is in the way that he's opening himself up to us as an invitation to step into, right? So I want to share with you that. And then I want to help us go in to facilitate an encounter and step into the experience of him this way, of a deeper experience of his love. So I have been so aware of the communication that I get into the ministry from listening to our family members in our international mentoring community of how people don't feel necessarily how loved they are by Jesus, but also how much we actually truly love him, which can cause us to feel like we have to perform, right? We have to be righteous and obedient in how we behave to attain his love and approval. Where he doesn't want us to operate like that. He doesn't want us to live like that. He wants us, obviously, as a good father, he wants us to live in that deep place of security of heart where we really, authentically, completely on the inside, know that we love him, know that he loves us, and that we can actually live. Oh, holy, wow. This is presence. This is the place he wants to shift us even more deeply into today and now, is this place of living from that deep place of experience, living in the experience of being loved and loving him in response and connecting to that really deep place inside your spirit, beyond the noise in the soul, which is where we'll go again today, beyond all the noise and all the reactions to life, all the drama, back into the truth that you as a spirit being who has a soul, who lives in a body, who's having this amazing earth journey, challenging and amazing, you actually really love him. You truly love him, completely love him. And to be able to live from that place of divine union, that exquisite state of heart, and it's profound, right? The strength that comes to our life and through our life because of this. Right, we from this place authentically express him, which is our privilege, it's our life design, isn't it? Now that's what we get to do. We get to live from the place of union, hearts overflowing with satisfaction and confidence, and back and forth love experience. That's the divine romance, right? That's the union that is the center and the foundation of our life. Our life is built on the rock of Jesus, right? The revelation of who he is, a sovereign king. Whew. Wow. Wow. Who's ultimately in charge of everything, right? We are his. This planet is his. His redemptive purposes are working out in every circumstance we face. We can trust him because he's working all things together for our good. So he's going to finish and complete every challenge that we face in life. He's going to give us the strength from this place of really knowing how loved we are, right? And how much we love him. From this place, connected, sensitized to the awareness of the Spirit of God within us, within our spirit, home within our spirit, right? Infusing every aspect of who we are with revelation, truth of who he is all the time. And his spirit is moving all the time within us, right? But we do zone in and out in our conscious awareness. We forget to just entangle and rest back and entwine into the experience again. Like Eric Gilmore says, we snuggle back into the arms of the presence of God, become infused with his love, nourished by his truth, filled with the revelation of who he is as he's revealing himself to us again from that place of just resting into him, snuggling, entangling. And then we, the overflow of his life, we reveal him, the overflow of who he is, the infusion of who he is, becoming known to us even more. Our hearts being rooted and grounded and established even more deeply in his love, right? We become the immovable ones, literally, walking in the earth. This is governance, right? This is what true governance is, because he is governance. He is government. It's about resting in him, knowing him, being flooded with truth, and revealing him and living in the benefit of the finished work of the cross, the privileged benefits, the promises, living in the promised land, right? In other words, in new creation life, in the realm of the kingdom as our reality, every promise provided for us in scriptures, secured for us at the cross, now realized in our life, the grace dispensing through us from his spirit to trust him all the time, in all things, undergirded completely by living in this central foundational experience of I am his, he is mine. Like it says in Song of Solomon, God loves me, I love him. That's authentic for all of us. It's just our emotions can get very loud, right? The noise of life can get very loud. Pressures, traumas, challenges, difficulties, all of it can get very loud, our reaction to it, and drown out the ability to just sit in stillness and tune back in to the foundational strength of our life, which is our union, our oneness with him, which remains constant regardless. He has never gone anywhere, right? These are truths we know, but when we revisit these truths, we re-engage with supernatural capacity for living new creation life. We live in the strength of his spirit being the force of our life now and the expression of our life. So he doesn't want us, like any good parent, you don't want your kids living in a mentality of insecurity. Does mum or dad love me? Am I loved? Am I safe? Am I secure? Am I going to be provided for? Will they follow through on their promises? You know, you don't, no good parent wants their child to live like that, right? You want your child running in, grabbing you for a cuddle whenever they want, right? Sitting in your lap, expecting you to bless them and feed them and provide for them, because they're safe, that they know that they're believed in, they know they're loved, And so therefore they grow and rise in life to the expectation that you have of them. And that's what Father, that's what Jesus wants us to do, for us to awaken, understand him, flourish in his presence, be secure of heart in the fact that all has been provided for us, that he wants us living secure, right? Deeply, not intermittently, but deeply, deeply. And just like a child absolutely loves their mum or dad, loves them, right? Regardless, might not like them sometimes, but loves them deep inside, because it's a deep bonded, we belong to each other, right? Relationship. Same with Father, only perfect. We are bonded as one with him. His spirit is inside of us, right? The very nature, we're his offspring, the very nature of who God is, the very person of Christ, his spirit is within us. He is the force of our life now. And nothing will ever change that. We're his living image. His living image, there isn't any separation. We're just awakening and growing in our capacity to experience this as a full truth, to live out of the experience of and the paradigm of and the lens of this one truth, which is the foundation of everything. He's the foundation of everything. He's the source of everything. He's the solution for everything we face in life. And he wants us to live in this place and to live in rest all the time, live in stillness, have a quiet heart, a quiet spirit on the inside. And yes, feel life, you know, and have a drama now and then and whatever, but spiritually regulate back and come back so that we're never pulled out to a point where we really are not aware of his presence anymore. You know, and we're defining life by the horizontal, by the natural circumstances. They're starting to get louder than his voice within us, than his promises to us, than the connection to the reality that we're ones now that live by faith, that can entangle, can sit in, live from the strength of union, infused by him, the beauty of holiness flowing through us, bathing us, soothing us, healing us, expanding light throughout us, moving away the darkness and then flowing through our life, right? Like I said before, that's governance. We touch what's still sitting in darkness by his presence. We apply the power of the blood. Where we see darkness residing, that's actually true judgment, right? It's you see through the lens of his power and his love, the power of the blood, and you just simply apply it. You apply it. You release his presence to that which is broken, resting on the inside, trusting him. And that profound partnership that we have with him to see the restoration of everything and everyone begins to activate. It's so simple. We get so tangled up, don't we, in all the rules and all the systems and the, you know, and it, but it's actually just Christ in us, the hope of glory, immersing us and radiating out of us. And there's no condemnation anymore for those of us in Christ Jesus, right? He doesn't judge us cruelly to teach us a lesson so that we can become righteous. That's not truth. His kindness leads towards redemption and restoration and repentance. He changes us as we become aware again of how loved we are, how kind he is, how good he is, how powerful he is, his heart we can trust in because he is good all the time and he's safe in his power. And his ways are sovereign, right? They're way above us. They're perfect. What we can do is we can sit resting in all of the aspects of who he is, because in all of his majesty, in all of his sovereignty, in all of his higher ways, He is love. He is a God of love. He's our Father, and he's faithful, and he's true, and he's in us. So that means he's for you continually. He's working all things together in your life for good all the time. The angels are released on assignment to bring about his purposes in your life all the time. We'll only know in a heaven, right, the full extent of heaven's involvement in our life as we've walked through our earth journey. But ultimately, what goes on forever is our union with him, our spirit to spirit, heart to heart communion with the living God who absolutely loves us. So the encounter that I wanted to share with you happened a number of years ago, and Holy Spirit keeps bringing it back because part of it, he's wanting to, like I said, he's wanting to really highlight right now for all of us. And it's this truth, but it's where I was first absolutely transformed to know this truth, how important it is. So I was in worship, pulled up in the spirit realm, sovereignly found myself in heaven, absolutely terrified, not co-conscious of the earth realm in this moment, completely wrecked, frozen to the spot, overwhelmed in this massive room. In the distance, saw Jesus sitting on a throne, and there were people in the room, in the throne room, redeemed, those, the family members now at home, radiant, filled with glory, perfect in him. And Holy Spirit moved me to the front, to be in front of Jesus, because I couldn't move, because I was completely, even though I knew Jesus at this point, to the degree that I knew him, I was living as a spiritual believer, I was completely there in this moment. And as I saw Jesus in the atmosphere of heaven, this is where I really want to encourage you, I was liberated in my authentic love for him. I connected in that moment to the center of my being. My spirit was fully alive, so fully liberated in that moment to express freely how much I love him. And I began to worship and cry and scream and shout and not sing operatically and beautifully, but I was crying, sobbing, looking at him, feeling immense love for him. And I understood how holy it was, how holy to him this moment was, how much joy my true, authentic love was bringing him, and how much he loves me, because I became aware that all of heaven had gone silent. Everybody was honoring this moment where my, what felt like tiny little heart in this vast environment and in the presence of our beautiful King and was messy, but true. Everybody in that room was honoring the moment by being silent and allowing Jesus to savor this messy little heart that was liberated to lavish him with complete love. And I believe that he, because of what he keeps showing me, that this is really essential for us to understand, that in the center of our being, no matter how you may feel like you're in a complete mess right now, you've gone far away from the Lord in how you're living, you're trying to get back, but you're just, you know, you're in a mess. You're compromised, you're tangled up in sin, you're reacting every 5 minutes, you know, you're not showing up in life in a way that is consistent with who you actually are in God, right? You're wanting to reveal his nature. You're wanting to live in that connected place. You're feeling like a hypocrite. Maybe you're striving to be righteous, you're trying, you're gritting your teeth and you're trying to be loving and you're trying to be patient. And that's noble, right? We all want to attain that. We want to reveal the nature of God. What he's saying right now is he wants us to connect back into this truth, come back into our spirit man, regulate out of the emotions, regulate out of the bondage by simply just releasing it, all that bondage, all that drama, all that demonic warfare, all that compromise, all the emotional reaction to life, the pain, the trauma, the history is in the soul, in our mind, our emotions, our will. When we connect back, we just rest on the inside and we sit within and we use our powerful conscious awareness to just focus on Christ within again. He is releasing that perspective to us, that experience to us again, liberating us in the atmosphere of his presence that indwells us to realize again and be able to express love. You don't have to clean yourself up and repent of 25,000 things to get into the presence of Jesus. He's already within us, right? The blood's already dealt with it. What he does is he will show us, he will bring gentle conviction to where we're in compromise, we're under the impact of, you know, compromise in life, so we can receive the power of the blood and just wash ourselves from it and be liberated from what is trying to dominate the expression of our life through our soul. So he's encouraging us right now to reconnect. He wants to reveal that to you. The truth of the matter is that you are intensely loved by him, completely loved by him, that the love of God is the core strength of your life because he is, and he's love. It's the way he communicates, right? He is love. Wow. He is righteousness. He is justice. He is redemptive power. He is delivering power. He is healer. He is savior. He is the most powerful force of all because he's the creator. He created you. He created me. He created everything that we see. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He speaks whispers into us, that still small voice, as we just rest in. One word, we're liberated again. That revelation that moves from him to us, he infuses us with divine knowledge, right? Expansion of awareness of who he is within, and poof, life changes. So I encourage you right now, if you can, just do this. Remember, you are a powerful, eternal spirit being who is the home of God. So turn within right now. You have a soul, you have a body, you have a life. Your purpose here is to enjoy him and reveal him, no matter what you do in life. So Jesus, we embrace you as the glorious Christ within, as our new life right now. We turn our powerful conscious awareness, we turn back in within to you, to your presence. Whew. Wow, I can feel him so strongly right now. Let's turn away from the drama that's held in your soul. Holy Spirit's very good at being God. He'll sort it all out as you focus on him and just let the doorway of your spirit release him. You see things you're struggling with, you know there's bondage, there's compromise, you've been yielding under the power of demonic attitudes or sin, just release the blood to it and turn in. Turn in. Let go. Jesus, I sink into you and I let go of the weights and the bondage and the cares that have been drowning out my awareness of your presence. I let go of the stress. I let go of the anxiety. And I sink into you, into stillness right now. Thank you for liberating me in this moment back into the awareness, the truth that I actually love you. You love me. no matter what. You love me because you love me. You brought me into being. I am your child. I am your image. Thank you for resetting the foundation of my life into this truth again today. I let go of striving for perfection. I let go of jumping through religious hoops, rules. I let go of it all. I let go. And I let you be the strength of my life now. I let go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In the atmosphere of your presence, I'm liberated. As I entangle into you, I rest and wait on you. I rise. I rise. I rise up in supernatural strength. I rise up as a supernatural being, as an expression of who you are. You flooding me and through me. Take me deeper now, Jesus. Deeper than I've ever been. Into the understanding of who you are, of your heart, of your ways, how to see life again, how to see all my situations again, how to look at the world. I want to see the life here through the lens of your heart, your redemptive, powerful heart. I thank you for the grace to trust you. Feel him flooding up within you right now is peace, fresh love, fresh joy is filling you and flooding you. Joy, the joy of the Lord. It's an attribute of who he is, right? Is your strength, is my strength. All these situations that have been dominating you are nothing to him. He has compassion, but he can fix everything in a moment. As you release it all and enjoy him again and stay in this place, the center of your life being that he loves you and you love him. And that's the truth, no matter what the earth journey creates temporarily in your soul. Undergirding it all is this reality. It's just growing and increasing and increasing, will continue to increase forever. Thank you, Jesus, right now for your love flowing through us and our love abounding more and more and more, and fruitfulness streaming from our life as we rest and we abide and we live in our authentic design. Our authentic, connected to our authentic union. With you, we love you, Jesus. Wow. Stay with him. Whew, stay with him. Whew, wow. If you find yourself spinning out, just revisit this. Just do this, and you'll keep resetting until it's automatic. Thank you, Jesus. It's the place you consistently live out from, because it's where we are being taken into now. This is the experience that we're going to be living from beyond what we've known. Amen. Amen. Stay with him. Have an amazing week. I encourage you to do this every day. And I will see you next week. God bless. Jesus spoke to me and he said, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.